Dear subscriber, I'm going to count to three. And on three, I want you to yell out, "Radio sucks," at the top of your lungs. Are you ready? One, two, three.
I can do it all. French kiss, smoke a spliff, give a shit about baseball. I come home at night to my robot wife, drink a light beer and watch me a DVD. I look good, you can't even tell, they have me fooled. Implanted memories of puberty and preschool. Girls that broke my heart and dark nights in the summer, just a string of primary numbers. Didn't bother me none before I knew I'm a slave, it's okay, I got things to do. But then I'm sitting there at work when my email blinks and it's from the big boss, but it wasn't for me. It's just another memo about our robot line. See attached schematics detailing a robot mind, and I find that when I look close, all I see is a blueprint to manufacture me. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. A little bit hurt. How many people at work know what I just found out? Round about noon, my boss calls, wants to see me in his office, but I stall for as long as I can. But the man comes down on my floor before I throw a tantrum. I can't run, so I sit there with his hand on my shoulder saying,
"Listen, Pete, you've been a real soldier."
Said he was sorry that I saw that email, and he was hoping that I wouldn't quit the firm. He told me that I was a joy to work with, and Brown knows me so hard I started to squirm. Concerned looks on the faces of the people I work with, and lots of small talk with the robot issue skirted. Made me nervous, so I rolled up and I asked my boss if I could have the afternoon off. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
Keep cats guessing and wondering what's next.
It was a Friday, so I stayed away from the office for the whole stinking weekend. My dark mood deepened into a dull depression, leaving me with even more damn questions. Like, what the hell do I tell my robot kids? And how long does a healthy robot live? And how did I make it through the airport x-ray? Or was that one of those fake memories? It ain't easy knowing the truth. I'm blowing a fuse. My soul feels funny like there's a hole in my shoe. I need a moment or two. Let me go over the clues. I drank a case of Bud Light. It's still sober and new. I got a few things to do and even more to put in order. Walking through the kitchen tripping. There's my wife and baby daughter. And they can see by the look on my face. So I sit them down and tell them I've got something to say. Honey?
Yeah?
Snookums?
What?
You're not gonna like this.
What did you do this time?
I'm a robot,
programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
I'm a robot,
programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
I'm a robot,
programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
I'm a robot,
programmed not to know that I'm a robot, but some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
That's the biggest thing I want to impress upon you. We want you here, we need you here. So just take some time off, take the day off, take the week off, and just sleep on it and think about it, and come back fresh on Monday. And I know your answer will be, I want to stay, I'm happy here. And that's what we want. We want you to be happy, and we're going to work towards that goal together, mutually. It's a mutual understanding.
This program contains nudity, sexuality, violence, and coarse language.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Grab your iPod, folks, and get your FireWire ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
This is Random Facts.
Oh, hey, almost missed my cue there. How you doing today? This is Ross Rader at Random Bytes Radio, podcasting as live as I can be. Got some good stuff lined up for you this week. Some Derek Chapin, little word for Alan Cross at Q102. Or that 102 The Edge, or whatever the station is. We've got the Black Keys lined up for you. Some more Pete Miser, you're him off the top. And of course, Shay with his Country King. And I got a mashup for you. I think you'll like this one. Bit of a mixed bag today. We're going to go back and forth with, you got the hip hop off the top. Got some blues coming up next, and we're going to slow it right down with Derek Chapin. And I actually got some stories to tell you, so we're going to play three of his tracks back to back. But first, let's keep things going with some Luis Rey Camarada with You Can't Catch Me. But you can certainly try. Well, what was that? Gotta work on the crossfader, I think. Anyways, this is Luis Rey. Enjoy.
Well, I'm gonna name you Maybelline.
right on the beam, set on flight control, radio tune to rock and roll. 2 or 3 hours have passed us by. Altitude drop to 505. When my fuel consumption way too fast, let's get on home before we
melody. They have better rings at Neil Exchange. And while you're down there, don't forget to tip the strippers with your food stamps. All you're looking for home. Look out for home. Hey, are you a lost child? Are you a long lost child? Are you a lost child? A long lost child? Well, are you lost? Are you looking for? Did you take your wedding ring off before you jacked off? Did you show mama you'll catch a Santa Claus? With one hand behind his back, he's holding a switchblade. Are you looking for home? Are you looking for home? It looks like you're trying to pitch a one-man tent, but down in the hole there's a snake driving up your steam. Are you looking for home? Looking for home. Hey, are you a lost child? Are you a long lost child?
Song reminds me of, I don't know, musically anyway, something like Otis Redding meets Eric Clapton. I don't know about the vocals, mind you, but, you know, it's certainly not within either of those two groups to sound like that. Groups, guys, to sound like that. That was Jake LaBotte with Lost Child. Before that was the White Stripes of the Blues, the Black Keys, two guys with a great sound. Doing Busted was the name of that track. And before that, of course, was Louis Ray Camerata with You Can't Catch Me. You know, sitting here, while those songs are playing, I'm typically clicking around the internet looking for this, that, the other thing, checking out to see who's on Skype. And just let me adjust the mic here. Checking out to see who's on Skype and things like that. And this time, today, well, all weekend actually, it's just been incredibly frustrating using my computer. The internet connection is just awful, so I'm kind of sitting here taking in the tunes instead of surfing the net. I don't know what's going on with Bell Canada, but I don't know. I get a sneaking suspicion that it has something to do with the fact that I'm a Vonage customer, and you know they've been Bell has been rock solid for the last, I guess I've been using them now for 4 or 5 years. I've heard other people complain of them, but both here at Casa Disco and back at the last place, no issue, none whatsoever. Since Friday, though, it's just been up and down and up and down and up and down and up. It's like a pogo stick. But anyways, you don't need to hear about that. Anyways, this is Random Bites Radio, and I am Ross Rader, ross@twocows.com, T-U-C-O-W-S, if you want to send me any feedback. And today is, I forgot to do all this off the top, so here it is, Sunday, March 13th, 2005. So now you can file this away, or check the file name, because that'll tell you what date it is anyways. Coming up next, I'm going to be playing some Derek Chafin. Now, Derek Chafin has released a new album. And what is the name of that new album, Ross? You think you would have the name of the new album in your show notes, but no. So you're going to have to clickety-click here to find out what the name of that new album is. MP3s sorted. Here we go. Scroll down to D. Sorry, dear subscriber. I blew it. The name of the new disc is The Glad House. Now, the producer, arranger, man behind the mixing board guy on this CD was a guy named John Cooper. And I've known John now since, I guess, 1999, 2000, somewhere in there. John actually used to run Two Cows Music, which was a very, very cool but short-lived competitor to MP3.com. And John was the mastermind behind that. And he had always been involved in music and bands and stuff like that. So we touch base next week. He's actually with the folks at High Beam. I was going to say Light Reading, but that's not true. At High Beam, and we were talking about some business stuff. We're going to try and do some cool stuff together. But when he contacted me last week, we actually talked a little bit about podcasting and a new CD that he'd sent me, and that was Derek's stuff. And he's known Derek for a long, long time, and he told me a little bit of this story behind this. And one of the questions I had for John was whether or not Derek was going to be getting any radio play, and whether or not podcasting might be a great place for the podcasting universe might be a great place for Derek to get some exposure if he wasn't going to be counting on some radio play. And John had explained to me that they weren't getting great feedback from quote-unquote A&R because the album was a little bit too honest. The vocals sounded a little bit thin in spots, and it was the production was somewhat rough, which was hilarious for me to hear because I just finished telling John how cool podcasting was and how its honesty and thinness and bad production values made it popular amongst many people, at least with you, right? And we went on, we talked about that a little bit. And, you know, I've listened to the CD now probably about six times all the way through. And as John points out, it's definitely a double listener. You've got to listen to it twice before it catches on. But you know, I don't buy the assessment that John and Derek are getting from the establishment. The professionals are wrong on this one, and it's something that should be played on the radio. The first track, I'm going to play three, so it's a bit of a Derek Chafin spotlight, is called Huntington. This is the last song on the disc. And this song was a little bit of a, it was written as a goodbye to Derek's father and a goodbye to Huntington, Virginia. John tells me that this was actually recorded basically as is in a little beach house in Huntington. They were originally scheduled to sit down at this place and just do a few demos that that they were going to use to put the CD together. But when they got it back and gave it a listen, they realized that there was some magic going on that night. And even though the drums were bleeding off into the other tracks because they hadn't really done much beyond setting themselves up to record a demo, they were able to pretty much leave it as is, and the result is what you hear coming up next. And now I've got to scramble after so eloquently describing Derek's disc and his song. I've got to find my show notes again. I'm not doing good today, am I? It's not the show notes, actually, that I'm scrambling for. It's my production queue. Everything is stored in different folders, so if I browse out of my production folder, because it's the only folder I've got open on my screen right now, I no longer have access to my playlist, which is sort of the master of my universe, and I serve at its whims when we're doing these shows. But anyways, this song, Huntington, was recorded as a farewell to Derek's father. And Huntington was a lot of things to Derek. But when his father passed away, he really had no reasons to go back there. So they recorded this demo, and, you know, as John says, it's probably the last time that that Derek will ever be in Huntington. So the song's got a lot of meaning behind the background, a lot of meaning behind it. I mean, one of the things that actually struck me through, you know, hearing John's explanation and listening to the words and listening to the track a few times was how much it rang home with what I'd heard in Dave Slusher's Faith Cast that he did a few weeks ago about his religious faith or non-faith, as it were, over the years, particularly the part about his relationship with his father and how his father had passed away. So I'd like to dedicate this song to Dave.
Goodbye. all the stars tonight that hang like words tonight that don't ever say what they wanna say. But I know you're lonely tonight. Where you lie tonight, when it all collides, time to give yourself.
Yeah, I guess you can see now why that song, those songs, will never, ever, ever be played on radio. Weren't they just awful? Man, it sounded like it was recorded in a bathtub. Can't sing, can't play guitar, nothing. Boy, I'm glad those radio guys have stepped in and saved all of you from hearing that awful, awful stuff. And for those of you that disagree with me and the rest of Big Radio, go to airrecords.com, www.airrecords.com, and buy one of Derek's albums. I think you'll be impressed with the rest of his material as well. Speaking about radio, guys, actually I got some housekeeping here to do first. Don't look behind the curtain, as I like to say. I have to turn off my crossfading plugin here. Because what I'm going to do next is play some sound clips from the interview this week. And if I don't turn off my crossfading plugin, then it just won't work. So here we go. So that's done. I'm getting parched. You'd think somewhere over the last 15 minutes I'd take a sip of water while music was playing, but no, didn't plan ahead. So anyways, as you probably figured out, Global TV was here last Monday, so almost a week ago now, and they did a great little interview, which turned into a bit of a plug for podcasting that they aired in their news broadcast. Well, Global's a pretty big station. They've got a national broadcast and a bunch of local ones as well, so every major center has got a local Global, if that makes any sense. Anyways, I'll let you figure that out. And so this ran in their, I knew it ran in Toronto, and I don't know if it ran nationally, but it was just a run through of, you know, what I do and why I do what I do. They had some guys from the, they had Mark Federer from the McLuhan Center, and he had some great quotes. I'd urge you to check out my weblog, www.byte.org, to hear a little bit more of what Mark had said. And they'd also interviewed Alan Cross, who's a longtime radio guy with 102.1 The Edge. Now, he didn't impress me with his comments. Let's put it that way. Alan is a music geek that... he is the king music geek. Let me be clear. I'm a wannabe music geek compared to Alan. The stuff that he knows about music is just absolutely mind-blowing. I've never met the guy, but I always look forward to his 102.1 show called The Ongoing History of Rock and Roll, and he comes up with some wild trivia about bands and albums and where this was recorded and who was there and why it happened that way and what's going on with these bands and, you know, just the, you know, anything you want to know about music you'll find in one of his shows. It's very, 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 very cool stuff. And, you know, he and Brent Bambury... Brent does the Brave New Waves. If you go to www.bravenewwaves.ca, he's no longer with that show, but that's a radio broadcast that the CBC puts together. And Brent was the man for alt rock in the 80s and even into the 90s. And I think they're having, what is it, their 20th anniversary? 15, that's right. 15, and, it, oh, where is it here? Brave New Waves. They hit the airwaves on February 5th, 1984, and Brent Bambury was the host. So that would be 15th anniversary this year, last year. So no, so they're having their 20th anniversary now. This the article I'm reading was written in 1999. It was, anyways, it was Brent and Alan that kind of kept me going with new music over the years. Brent in my formative years, and Alan certainly into my adulthood. Now, you know, Alan, some of the stuff he does is a little bit commercial. He does work for a commercial radio station, after all, so he talks about Coldplay and things like that. But all in all, it's like, it's pretty cool stuff. But then he comes up with this stuff, and I'm going to play two clips here for you. He comes up with this stuff during this interview, and also, well, this one clip I'm going to play came out in the interview, so here you go.
Intriguing for some, but for radio professionals, podcasting isn't something they're taking seriously just yet.
This is Alan.
You may be a podcaster broadcasting to an audience of three. That's not broadcasting. That's as narrow casting as you can possibly get.
And what about the future? Will radio be impacted?
Radio, being as resilient as it is, will find ways to co-opt the current technology. We managed to do it with television and movies. We'll find a way to do it with the internet.
Okay, Alan, one thing. I'm not broadcasting. I'm not pretending to be broadcasting. I don't care about broadcasting. I don't want to be a broadcaster. I'm podcasting. I have subscribers. They listen to my weekly show. I call it radio, but it's a podcast. Okay, so the one thing we need to get straight here. I'm not looking for an audience of anything beyond three. This is narrowcasting, you're absolutely right. And that's the beauty of it. This is media by the masses. as Alan, or not as Alan, but as Mark Federer said in the same interview. I wish I'd actually queued up that clip because it was quite a beautiful statement he made. But then on the way home from the gym today, so this aired on Friday night. On the way home from the gym today, I was listening to 102.1 because I listened to all the music on my MP3 player, so I tossed it on over to the FM, which is something I have not done for months, truth be told. It was just one of these weird things. And, of course, what's playing on 102.1 but the ongoing history of rock and roll, which was great. So I figured I'd have something great to listen to as I walked home. I managed to get the FM recorder working about halfway or three-quarters of the way through this. So this is exactly where I picked it up, is what you're going to come into here. So listen.
You consciously insulate yourself from sounds, images, ideas, values, attitudes, and beliefs you either reject or don't know exist in the first place. So without any effort, you get to hear exactly what you want to hear, no more and no less. Ego casting. Think about that for a while.
Ego casting. Man, it's a good thing he wasn't on the developer mailing list back in August. I think he would have won with that name. Now, in fairness, I don't know if he was actually talking about podcasting there or the behaviors of people who are tuning out from radio and tuning into their iPods. I think it was actually the people that are tuning into the iPods that he was talking about based on what I'd heard before I started recording. But you listen to those two clips together now, and it sounds to me like Alan's a little bit worried about what we're doing here. Because people are listening to me and not to him. I'm broadcasting to three people that aren't listening to his drive time. The people that are listening to my indie bands that I play on this show aren't listening to his top 40. And the commercial free content that I'm giving away is eating into the commercial broadcasts that he's doing. I'd be scared too. What's disappointing with that though is that it sounds to me like Alan's trying to con his listeners into staying listeners by making them feel guilty about turning inward a little bit and listening to stuff outside of the mainstream. Now, coming from the guy that's broadcasting on the alternative music station here in Toronto, the Edge FM, that's a pretty borderline hypocritical, I'll be nice, statement for him to be making. But you know, even go a little bit further into that that little clip that he just played. He talks about, I'm going to play the interview piece again, because the second bit there, I want you to listen for this, about the future of radio. Now listen to what he says.
Intriguing for some, but for radio professionals, podcasting isn't something they're taking seriously.
Not this part, but it's coming up.
You may be a podcaster broadcasting to an audience of three. That's not broadcasting. That's as narrow casting as you can possibly get.
Cool, eh?
What about the future?
This
will
is it.
Radio
listen.
Be impacted?
Radio, being as resilient as it is, will find ways to co-opt the current technology. We managed to do it with television and movies. We'll find a way to do it with the internet.
We managed to do it with television and movies. We're going to find a way to do it with the internet. Well, Alan, let me tell you something. You haven't co-opted TV and movies. I don't know where you've been hiding for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, but radio has not co-opted much. And it certainly hasn't figured out the internet. I'm at your website, and for instance here, edge.ca, free plug for Alan. I'm going to click on shows. Now, what I want to do is pull up his ongoing history of rock and roll broadcast that he played for me this afternoon. So I'm going to click on shows here. Oh, there we go, ongoing history. Okay. Celebrating 10 years, Sundays at 7, Mondays at 11, concerts, ads, big plug for Coldplay. But where's the... Show listings, maybe? You know what? I just realized there's no way for me to pull up anything from his website, from his, it's the station's website, I can't find any archives of his shows. I can find transcripts of his shows. There's no RSS. There's no media files to speak of. There's a big freaking brochure here, but not much else. So as far as the radio industry co-opting the internet, or even just this little station co-opting the internet, I think you guys have got a long way to go before you figure this stuff out. Because it certainly doesn't look like you're doing it now. So if that's your big plan, get a move on. Because playing U2 and doing special reports on Coldplay isn't doing your listeners any favors. But you know, there are ways that you guys can pull it together. For instance, I'm dying to see a radio station hire a podcaster that's willing to do some work for you. The Edge could do it. Q107 could do it. But I guarantee you that a podcaster is going to walk into your radio station, grab that mic, and blow your listeners on their ass because of the honesty and the edge and the uniqueness and the innovation that we can bring, because we're not professionals and we don't give a shit about what you were taught or how you were taught to do this kind of stuff. Let's throw the playlist out the window. Let's throw the format out the window. Let's actually play what your listeners want to hear. Let's actually talk about things that your listeners want to hear, and let's actually do it with a little bit of honesty. Dump the top 40 for a weekend or two and actually see what it does for your ratings. Do something innovative, like play some more Pete Miser.
Greenpoint player, Portland, Oregon, original rhyme sayer, Captain Crossfader, way up, $1.50 with the backpack, still dumb enough to slap Shaq and tell him that he raps whack. A loose screw, nothing like what you used to. I swoop through with my crew who abuse glue, refuse to chill out, getting dogged by bras before they old enough to fill out. Look, I smoke bowls with no weed in them. I wear tight drawers made of unwashed denim. Skinny like John Lennon with them little round glasses, got beat down by Dido fans from a backstage pass. Dropped four tabs of acid, didn't feel the effects. Next night, I got wasted off half of a bet. Wound up in 12 steps with everyone concerned. Mom shaking her head, knowing I'll never learn. Third degree rug burns from b-boying on the shag, and nothing but rocks up in my trick-or-treat bag. My girl thinks I'm a fag and she's leaving with the kids. I said, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
It ain't easy being me with all these insecurities. I'm such a sensitive MC, but mama never told me I have days like this.
I need a hug. I gotta get it, I gotta get it.
Everyday basket case. When I was young, plastic glasses with a mask and tape. Hit the junior high looking for some ass to chase. Instead of getting down, I wound up with a slap in the face. Forever lacking the grace. So if she says no, I'm back in the face. Like, you promise. At least I'm being honest. The longest that I've gone without getting any play. Well, let's see. Does that mean like going all the way? Okay, I admit it. I never fully did it. One time I came close, but my cousin, she wasn't with it. She said that I exhibit some unhealthy behavior. Plus, she didn't like the stolen bracelet that I gave her. I said, maybe if I paid her, so she slapped me too. Tried to turn her other cheek, but it was black and blue. I said, it's aight, baby, I ain't mad at you. She said, excuse me, no one here was even asking you.
It ain't easy being me with all these insecurities. I'm such a sensitive MC, but mama never told me I have days like this.
I need a hug. I gotta get it, I gotta get it. I gotta get it, I gotta get it.
Get it. the story goes. Daddy was a jazz drummer, mama was a flower child. Guess that makes him a jazz flower. Ooh, don't it now? Don't it make you want to shout? Love is what it's all about. Old tire rope swing on the elm by the bone. And he'd swing so high, let go of his arm. And free fall into the fields of corn. And run wild until the distance gone. See the wind chimes pick up as the storm approaches. And the windmill turns like something ferocious. The cold hits. Rain on the tin roof tap dance. Buckle down the storm latch. This year's the last chance. Last winter was real rough. He didn't hardly eat enough. So he appreciates the time and the bind. In a clutch. All the struggle and the hustle. But he's never giving up. Cause the country came my time. You were king for the car.
Yeah. You know I really want you, girl. You come to me, even though I'm attached to your physical weight. attached to you physically. My computer mechanism wants you mentally. Come on and follow me. You know I really want you for your company. Even though I'm attached to you physically.
You know, I'm not even sure what the mashup is there, but that's a real smoking track. The name of the file is Fatboy Slim the Joker Eclectic Methods Bouncy Castle Mix. And I got that off one of the mashup boards. I may be breaking the law with that one. Not sure. It sounded pretty high quality stuff. But we'll see if there's no show next Sunday. You know that the cops showed up. The way things are going out there in the world, that wouldn't surprise me. Here we are, 1 hour, 5 minutes, 39 seconds into the show, and I'm still talking, so let's wrap this up. Before that, we had Shay with Country King, and of course, kicking that set off was Pete Miser with So Sensitive, the Sensitive MC. Pete is one of those great guys who, for whatever reason, has no recording contract, does great stuff, and returns emails to people like me inquiring as to whether or not it's cool to play their great shit on my show. So thank you, Pete. Go to his website, buy his stuff, PeteMiser.com. You will not be disappointed. The rest of his album is just as good as the two tracks I played today, the one off the top and the one that kicked off this set. That's it for this show, folks. I gotta get out of here. Now 10:41, which makes it the absolute end of the weekend. The sun is down over Casa Disco. The neighborhood has gone to bed. And some freak is sitting up in a spare bedroom talking into a microphone to a couple thousand people. But that must stop. Because tomorrow, the freak has to wake up and drag his sorry ass to his day job, just like the rest of you poor slobs. So if it's all the same to you, I'd like to sign off. Get some sleep. Hopefully Bella's got their shit together over the last hour, and I can actually upload this crap to my website before midnight. And if you're good, I might actually tell you the story about Ross Rader, Matt Dusk, their wonderful adventures at the Rhinoceros Gymnasium. But not today. Enjoy what's left of your weekend, folks. Just grin and bear it. Friday will happen. I'm out of here. Enjoy. Hey, my sponsorship kicker never played. Let me try this again. Ah, forget it.